This is Arlana. Welcome to my channel. So many people are expressing the fact that they are feeling confused, overwhelmed, that the energy is one of fear and anxiety. We've been in a couple year holding pattern of allowing ourselves to retreat and close that bubble around us to make us feel safe. And in the theme of fight, flight, or freeze, we tend to do what feels most natural to us in protecting ourselves. We've all gone into a sense of survivor mode, and that is very hard on our emotional system, our mental system, even our physical being is affected when we stay in that really low vibration. So if we're going to actually move forward from this place of closed in energy and feeling so anxious about tomorrow, we're going to have to be more present in our today. Now that may sound really unusual and hard to understand. But when we are stuck in the past or we are anxious about tomorrow, we are missing out on all of the wonderful things that are happening around us right now. Being in the now, being present. And if everything we consume, everything we take in, holds us at a low vibration, just imagine where that brings the vibration of the planet. So I want to offer you a few tips on how to be present and what that really means. One of the first things I suggest is that you find ways to be present right now and look for things that make you happy. Think about things from your past that make you happy. Find things to do that make you happy. Talk to people who lift you up. So there's a story that you become the energy of the average of the energy of the five people you spend most of your time with. I invite you to make a list of those five people and think about, on the scale of being happy and not being happy, where do the conversations with those people go? Do they inspire you to move forward in your life? Do they hold you back? Does the conversation always come back to the negative and what's going on in our world and how we're not going to, when are we ever going to get through this? Be conscious in your words. Be conscious in your thoughts. And find a way, find the things that make you happy and do more of that. These are only little, they seem like little things, I know. But they're big, big things in shifting our energy and our thoughts and moving our lives forward. If we can be present today, then we won't be thinking about what could happen tomorrow. We won't be thinking about the anxiety of what happened last time we tried this. Another little secret is, when we are manifesting, our brain, we are always manifesting. We are creators. We are always bringing that energy into alignment. And where do you want to align in your life? Do you want to align with those lower frequencies of hurt and anger and loss? Or do you want to manifest more of those happy moments in your life? What you are concentrating on is where your energy goes. So spend more time thinking about the things that make you happy. I heard this suggestion yesterday. If you can't find the time in your day to set aside to do things that make you happy, or to even just breathe and become more present, set your timer. Set your alarm. And every day at 9, 12, 3, and 6, you choose the schedule. Just sit down and breathe. Breathe with intent. Breathe in slowly, release slowly, and slow your life down. So one, be present. Think about the wonderful things that are in your life right now. Two, connect with people and things that really make you happy. And focus your energy on those things several times throughout the day. And the third thing is get outdoors. Spend time out in nature. Nature in itself carries its own beautiful rhythm and energy. And when we align with that energy, we are in a very beautiful, peaceful, calm, serene place where we can enjoy, and we can even implement the other things into that walk. Breathing the fresh air, hearing the sounds of the birds or the water in the stream, they all will help to bring us to a state of calm. We can truly be present, and we can get connected with the earth, get grounded. All right, breathe, get out in nature, connect with people and things that make you happy, raise your vibration. Your happiness is up to you. Have a beautiful day. Namaste. Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights, on my podcast, This is Bliss, and on my website, arlana.ca. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.